In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the ninth Perek Masechta Chulin. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we were discussing the hide of an animal, such that if it's not attached to the animal, so it's removed, for example, if it was a nevela, then it wouldn't be considered tameh, wouldn't be considered a source of impurity. So the Mishnah says here, hamafshit, we're dealing with a situation where the hide is already being removed. And at what point, how much of the hide has to be removed, such that part that is already removed is no longer considered connected to the animal. Now, we're going to explain why that's going to be important in a moment, but in brief, it's for the transfer of tumah, meaning if it's considered attached to the basar, then if we're dealing with a nevela and someone touched that hide, then it would become tumah. However, if it's removed sufficiently such that despite the fact it's physically attached, but the dangling part of the hide that's removed, halachically, however, is not considered attached, then you wouldn't become tameh by touching this part of the hide. So Mishnah says as follows, hamafshit, someone's removing the hide, bebehema ubechaya, whether it's a behema or chaya, or batora batmeh, whether it's a kosher or non-kosher animal, bedak or bagasa, respective to the type of animal, whether it's, say, a sheep or a cow, and he's doing so l'shatiach, and he's doing it to make, yes, so we translate shatiach as a mat, but it's more like another translation I've seen, it's more like a spread. In other words, used to place these on top of tables, or on beds, or they place it on the floor so they could sit on it. In that situation, what the person would do when they make this hide, they would cut along the length of the animal. And this is going to be in contrast to another situation we're going to learn in a minute. And that, so the Mishnah says that unless one has removed what's called kedei achiza. Kedei achiza literally means the amount that's needed to grab onto it. But the shear of the measure is two tefachim. So in other words, if less than two tefachim of length has been removed, then even though that part of the hide is not physically attached, it's still considered connected for these laws of tumah. It's actually considered what's called a yad. We explained previously the concept of a shomer, that despite the fact something's not consumed or consumable, that it's still considered part of the food if it acts to protect it. One example of that was, I think we talked about the horn or actually the hide itself, that was another example. And we said that could combine to make the minimum volume for food to pass on to one, that was a kibetza. Here we have another concept which is called a yad. Now a yad doesn't actually combine to make the minimum shear, however, it is important for the laws of tumah such that the tumah can be transferred via or through this yad, and we'll elaborate on this in a moment. So important just for the moment, if we're dealing with his removing the hide for a shatiach, then in order for it no longer to be connected, no longer to be considered a yad, the part removed has to be at least two tefachim. The mission then continues. If, however, one is doing so for lechemet, for a water bottle, now in that situation, they're not going to cut the length of it because the craftsman here, as much as possible, wants to keep it intact so there's less stitching. So what they would do is they would cut the animal at the head and then strip it down, and it's far more difficult to do. It's sort of bend it over itself and strip it and remove it down the length of the animal. So Mishnah says, here the shear of the measure is a lot more. It says, anshiafshit et hachazeh, until the actual chest, I mean the hide has been removed from the full length of the chest, until that point it would still be considered connected. However, if hamargil, this is referring to someone who also wants to make a bottle, but rather than going from the head, they're going from the legs. In that situation, kulo chibur latuma, meaning until the whole thing's been removed, we're going to qualify that in a moment, but until the whole thing's been removed, it's still considered attached. And the Mishnah says that's litame ulatame. In other words, it will still be considered attached, meaning if it's while it's still considered a yad, the part of the hide that's been removed, then it can transfer tumah in both directions. So one example of ribrod is that if this animal is a nevela, so it's a source of tumah, if someone touched the hide, that it's still considered a yad, then that would become tameh, despite the fact they haven't touched the nevela. But all also work in the other direction. If we've got a tahor animal, and we're removing the hide, and something tameh comes into contact with that hide, if not enough has been stripped off of the hide, then the tumah would transfer through the hide and make the basa, the flesh of this animal, tameh. Mishnah then continues, Or Sha'al HaTzavar. Now, different explanation. Kati goes according to Rashi here, who explains that we're dealing once again with a situation where someone's removing the hide to make this water bottle. And they've gone from the legs, and the whole thing's been removed all the way up until the neck. So there's only a little bit left to go. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Eino Chibur. It's already considered as if it's removed. In other words, before when he said the whole thing has to be removed, it didn't really mean the whole thing has to be removed for it to no longer be connected, but enough has to be removed until it reaches the neck. However, Chachamim say no. When the whole thing has to be removed, then the whole thing has to be removed, exactly like the Mishnah said. So for the Chachamim say, the Chachamim orim, Chibur ad shiyafshit et kulo. That is considered a Chibur until it's all absolutely removed. There are other explanations and difficulties with the way we understand this debate of Orsha al Tsavar, but we'll leave that for your further study. The mission then continues. Or Shiyesh Alav Kazait Basar. Here we're dealing with a situation where the hide's been removed, but we have a kazait's worth of flesh of a nevela in one location. And as we said, a kazait's worth of basar, of meat, from a nevela, for an animal that wasn't given a proper shchita, is a source of tumah. So Mishnah says, Hanogea betziv hayotze mimena, or basar shekenegdo. So if someone doesn't exactly touch the basar itself, but touches a small strip of meat that extends from it, or they touch the hair that's on the hide on the other side. So we say in that situation, he is considered tameh for two reasons. So the first case with a tziv is that's considered as if he's touching the entire mass, despite the fact it's a small sliver that's coming off the side. And when it comes to the hair, that is because, as we've explained previously, that the hide, along with its hair, acts as a shomer, acts as a means of preserving the meat. Therefore, it's as if by touching the hide or the hair connected to the hide, it is considered as if you're touching the flesh. Mishnah then continues, what if hayu alav kishnei chatzei zeitim? What if on its hide there are two pieces of meat that are each half a kazait? So for direct contact, we've explained, it has to be the minimum shear to pass on tuma is a full kazait. So there's not enough there. However, tuma nevela can also transfer tuma in another means, and that's what's called by way of masa, by way of carrying it. So in this situation, the two might combine. So we've got a debate here. The first opinion says as follows, metambe masa v'lo v'maga, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, one is not touching the full kazait, or able to touch the full kazait, so therefore they will not become tameh by contact. However, by carrying the hide, they'll be carrying a full kazait's worth of basar and then become tameh. Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo v'maga v'lo v'masa. It doesn't work with either the person who he touches or carries the hide in this situation, who would not become tameh. The Mishnah is going to elaborate on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva towards the end of this Mishnah. However, Moda Rabbi Akiva would agree, b'shnei chatzei zeitim, if one got two half kazaits of meat from a nevela, and they were placed on a skewer, and someone moved them. So you can imagine someone making a shashlik with non-kosher meat, and the pieces of meat there are less than a kazait, and someone picked up one of those shashlik to move it out of the way. Shehu tameh, he would become tameh because he's carried a full kazait of basar nevela. And that's according to all opinions. Rabbi Akiva agrees. So now the Mishnah asks, okay, if Rabbi Akiva agrees in the case of the skewer, why does he disagree in a case where there's two pieces of haskazites on this hide? So, Mibnei Mar Rabbi Akiva Metar Be'or. Why does he say it's tar in that situation? The answer is Mibnei Shaha'or Mevatlan. And you've got those two half kazaisim connected to a hide, they're considered insignificant with respect to the hide itself, and they are therefore considered annulled and batel. So if someone picks up this hide and carries it, it's not considered as if he's carrying a full kazait of basar nevela. Those are the Mishnah today.